I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. The United Nations recently announced over 3 million children are at risk in Nepal. Sorin is Vision Beyond Borders contact in the region.
This situation, this earthquake and the blockade is pushing our country maybe 100 years back. That means a lot of people are homeless, a lot of children are homeless.
VBB runs children's homes in Nepal. With needs mounting, there isn't enough room to take everyone in. And as winter approaches, these kids have nowhere to go. Yet in the middle of this crisis, accusations rise. Some say these children's homes are a scam.
I would say in some of the cases, yes, it is. But this day in Nepal, the government is intervening in that situation, which means the government does not allow to keep any children who has their parents in children home.
Elsewhere in Nepal, desperate disaster survivors need government intervention and your prayers. A four-month-long blockade is delaying earthquake relief efforts. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Stan Unruh arrived soon after an April 25th earthquake that left over 8,000 Nepalese dead. He now oversees helicopter flights designated to help the worst-hit areas of Nepal. With the blockade stopping traffic at the Nepal border, aid agencies are short of both supplies and fuel.
Normally, we pre-position materials at the end of the road and then MAF shuttles them up with the helicopters, but aid organizations can't get fuel for their trucks to even position the materials up into the mountains near where we can shuttle it in.
The blockade in Nepal is still ongoing and threatens to create even bigger problems for ministry. Would you keep this situation in your prayers? Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news update at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.